Several years ago, one of the most popular programs on television was a weekly series entitled Mission Impossible. It starred Peter Graves as an American secret agent named Jim Phelps. And in each weekly episode, Phelps was given an assignment so difficult and dangerous that some would consider it impossible. But as we might suppose, he always managed to complete that mission within the 1 hour of allotted time. And so you might say also that the program was really misnamed, since not one mission ever proved to be impossible. All of them were accomplished with the skill and the cunning of the competent Mr. Phelps. The gospel reading today, however, does tell quite a different story. In it, Jesus gives us, his disciples, an assignment that accurately could be called a mission impossible. He says to us, "You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The first thing we need to do with the assignment, of course, is to analyze it and try to understand what it means. Could it be that Jesus actually is telling us that our goal in life is to become perfect? If that were so, it would really overload our minds, because we are not even sure what perfection is. The dictionary, of course, simply says that it is to be faultless or without defect. But that does not help much, because it only says the same thing backwards. But the Greek word, root, that translates perfect is teleos. And that Greek root word can be translated better by simply saying that something is finished or complete, that the goal has been accomplished. That way of looking at it gives us more insight. It means then that Jesus is simply telling us that our goal in life is to gradually arrive at our potential to become, in a slow process, to become everything that we ought to be. And then to define it further, however, Jesus tells us that we ought to be what our Heavenly Father is. Now, apparently there, Jesus does take seriously that passage in the Old Testament where God creates people in his own image and after his own likeness. Jesus, of course, was able to see that the image is obviously marred, scarred, incomplete. But he does feel, rightly so, that it is still there. It means that Jesus does hold such a very high opinion of people that he believes the image that is there could be restored and realized gradually. And he is convinced that all people do have the potential to become the true daughters and sons of the living God. Now that is the goal of Christian life, for each of us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. But the next thing that we need to do with this assignment is simply to face the fact that it is unattainable. It truly is, for us, an impossible mission. In this life, we will always be less than we ought to be. We never will really be finished or complete. Now, to realize that should not disturb us too deeply. The truth is that most of the worthwhile goals in our lives are unattainable. We need only to look at the process of getting an education. It starts the very first moment that we are born. And then every day that we live is really a new learning experience. We gradually discover more new things about ourselves and the world around us. And then one day we are enrolled in school and we begin a formal education. Finishing one grade, we move on to the next until we graduate from high school, and then some go on to college and graduate school. And so it is that the process of educating goes on and on. All through life, it is unending. And in fact, it is the one thing that education should teach us, that we never do get through with it. We are never completely and finally educated. And that is the way it is with our Christian life. The goal toward which we are growing is never reached. It is always out beyond us. It's true that we do keep moving toward it if we try, but we never do reach it. And so when Jesus said, "You must be perfect as your Father is perfect," he gave you and me and all of his followers an assignment that is really, truly a mission that is impossible. His intention, however, was not to discourage us. Quite the reverse. It's intended to encourage us, that we do remain the serious followers of Christ means that we will never surpass the goal and have to sit back someday in boredom having arrived. It takes a lifetime and then some. That's the meaning of purgatory, the final cleansing if we're not cleansed here. It takes a whole lifetime and then some to put the pieces together. That is, to become whole or holy, as the first reading said, our God is holy or whole. Our goal is to become whole, to put the pieces together. Now, if we take an even sharper focus, we try to apply this on our daily lives as we live it out, them out. To think about becoming perfect as God is perfect is a subject that is so broad that we simply are not even able to comprehend it, much less live up to it. Now, we can be helped by remembering that this call to perfection that we heard in the gospel is really the climax of a lesson Jesus teaches us in the gospel about human relationships. He goes on through the entire reading today, giving us ancient sayings. To turn the other cheek, to go the second mile, to love our enemies as well as our friends. And as the disciples then listened to him, their reaction was the same as ours. They were thinking, this is very beautiful, but it is, of course, not realistic. No one could ever really be expected, actually, to do these things in the kind of world that we live in today. Much less then. It simply does not work. They thought, and you thought. But then Jesus went on to give them an illustration of the kind of love that he's really talking about. The example he gave was none other than God the Father. And what he did to make it graphic was to tell them what they already should have known, that the sun does shine and the rain does fall on sinners and saints alike. We need only remember the little nursery rhyme from the 1920s. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? With bluebells and cockleshells and pretty maids all in a row. You see, Mary's bad disposition in the poem did not keep her garden from growing. she got the same amount of sun and rain just as everyone else did. Our God does not love people selectively. Our God does not bestow favors upon only the deserving. And our God does not withhold favors from the undeserving. And for that, you and I can be very grateful. If our God loved the way we love, then there is a very good chance that our gardens would never grow. And that is the context of the words of Jesus when he said, you should try to be perfect as your Father is perfect. It is a goal that is never accomplished. It is a process of Christian living, to love and to try to love as God does. Meaning, not just our friends, but even those we don't like, which is part of life. Everyone likes people they like and loves them. Even the pagans do that, Jesus said. But if we are going to become a little bit more open to the way the Father is, with the love that is granted to us by the Father, then we need, through life, to keep pushing the circle back. The circle of concern and love for other people should be pushed back further and further until gradually it includes more and more people, even those, Jesus says, who do not love us in return. Now that is difficult, that is painful, but it is always made easier by the gift that Paul speaks about, that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, dwells within us and makes us the temples.
Let us pray. Instructed by the teachings of the Lord, let us offer our prayer to God with confidence. That the church may bring the good news of the Lord's love to people of every land, we pray to the Lord. For God's guidance and blessing on the heads of state throughout the world, that they may be peacemakers, we pray to the Lord. For the children of our world, especially for those who are hungry or who are abused in any way, we pray to the Lord. For the rapid and complete recovery of Sister Anne Marie, who is in the hospital for surgery, we pray to the Lord. For all the intentions listed in the parish book of prayer intentions and for our own personal intentions here this afternoon. We pray to the Lord.